WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we passed a milestone in the collection and presentation of weather data. And what milestone was that, you ask? Well, it was not an April Fool's joke when on April the 1st of 1960, the U.S. National Weather Service, known as the Weather Bureau then, launched the world's first meteorological satellite. It went into space from Cape Canaveral with the name of TIROS, which stood for Television Infrared Observation Satellite. TIROS demonstrated the advantage of mapping the Earth's cloud cover from high above the Earth. TIROS showed clouds banded and clustered in unexpected ways. Observations from beneath the clouds had not prepared meteorologists for the interpretation of cloud patterns that the view from space would show. TIROS 1 was followed about 8 months later with TIROS 2. Now, TIROS was a polar orbiting satellite, and this type of satellite continues in use today. The primary use of satellites, though, is from the geostationary or GOES satellites that were placed in orbit beginning in 1966. Unlike polar orbiting satellites, GOES satellites orbit at an altitude of 22,236 miles. At this distance, the satellite completes one orbit of the Earth in 24 hours, so it appears stationary relative to the Earth. Because they stay above a fixed spot on the Earth, they provide a constant vigil of cloud features over nearly half of the Earth, except for polar regions. Still, there are advantages and disadvantages to each kind of orbit. Polar orbiting satellites, or POES, have a closer view of the Earth from an orbit of about 500 miles, so provide detailed images and excellent views of polar regions. But polar orbiting satellites have a limited view in space and time. Geostationary orbits allow a view of half the globe from one satellite, can record images as fast as once a minute, and always have the same perspective, which is very helpful in analyzing the motion of clouds. Their orbits so far out, though, do prove a disadvantage in that they provide less detail of cloud features, and the views of polar areas are restricted. If you have a question about the weather, you can send them to question@weatherbrains.com.